I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
So AI, we've been talking about now, feels like for about a year. It's scary. There's jobs going to be replaced by AI within our industry. There's already a radio station that has an AI DJ out west that has just taken a job away, or will take a job away from a radio DJ. Now AI is editing things, so you don't even need a person to do that. And in the entertainment world, we've already heard some of the songs that have been developed by AI, right?
Yeah, it's crazy to hear Frank Sinatra singing Get Low.
Right. That's happened.
Yes.
I've not heard that.
It's actually pretty entertaining. Mm-hmm.
In the same vein, Johnny Cash AI has covered Barbie Girl by Aqua, The Spice Girls Wannabe, and Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
I mean, he's deceased, so he has really no say in the matter. But if I was his estate, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I would be mad, too.
That's about as anti-Johnny Cash as you can get right there.
Right? I mean, and maybe he would have been down. Maybe he wouldn't. I hate when people speak for the dead. I hate when people do things after they're deceased. Like, Prince had a vault. He didn't want the music exposed, so don't expose it. So for people to be doing this, it feels so dirty.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
It was really good.
It was highly entertaining, as I love that song and I'm a fan of Johnny Cash.
It's anti-Johnny Cash, though.
Oh, man. It would never happen because of the licensing, but think about how sick a radio station would be if it was just AI versions of other artists doing other artist songs, so you never knew what you were going to get.
You just gave somebody a programming idea.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's probably going to be our main competition. All right, let's get Raven on here, who loves her man, loves him, but hates his mom. Hey, Raven, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hey, I think it's safe to say that you're not going to be the only person in this boat, Raven. I'm sure there's plenty of women who are listening who have issues with their mother-in-law.
Well, yeah, you know, and the thing is, I tried to not have an issue, and everything was okay at first, but she just won't let me be great. She won't let us have a good relationship, and so it's just, you know, one of those things, I guess.
So we're a little limited on time, but give us a couple of examples of how toxic she's been and how she's getting in the way of your relationship.
Okay, so, like, they have always had this on-again, off-again relationship from his childhood, you know, him being bounced around from home to home. But he's always wanted that relationship with his mom. He's, you know, always had mommy issues, but always wanted to be a mama's boy. And so as long as she's getting what she wants, material things, praise, all of this stuff, she's fine. But as soon as she doesn't, she throws tantrums. She says really, really mean, evil things to him. And it's just really, really bad, to the point to where he'll stop talking to her for a while, cut her off. But then, of course, you know, he loves her and he wants that relationship. He still prays for that relationship. So after, you know, anywhere between weeks or months, he'll reach out again and say, hey, you know, I want to have a relationship with you, but these are the rules. And again, they'll be fine for a minute, but then not. So this last time, it was really, really bad. And before, like, we had a relationship. We would go to lunch. We would go shopping, talk on the phone, all of this stuff. And so the last time they had a really bad falling out, she blocked me from all social media, blocked me, my phone number, would not talk to me, and also was saying, like, bad things about me to other people. Fast forward, they're talking again. And so now he's like, yeah, she really is sorry, and she really wants to talk to you and make things right and have a relationship. And I'm just like, I've learned how to, a long time ago, learn to believe people when they show you who they are. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's really pushing for it. And I'm like, she knows my number. She doesn't call me. Mm-hmm. Like, and, you know, and I was going to say I don't dislike her as a person. But as of yesterday, that may have changed because he told me that she was actually, like, trying to get him to notice, quote unquote, another female. So I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel you. So really, what is your question here? How to deal with it with your, is he your husband or boyfriend?
He's my husband.
Husband. How to deal with it with your husband or how to deal with it with his mom? What exactly are you asking for?
Well, I know it means a lot to him. Family means a lot to both of us. And so part of me just wanted to stand my ground and, you know, say, no, I don't want to talk to her. Y'all can have y'all's relationship. But leave me out of it. Because I know it won't be anything more than just like a surface thing. You know, if we're at a family function, I'll speak to her and, you know, be cordial. Everything is fine. But other than that, like, I don't want to do it. And so I don't know if I should just bite the bullet and call her and talk to her, knowing that I don't want to and it's going to be just a whole fake surface thing, or if I should just stand my ground and just, like, I don't want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are you at with this?
If it's me, I would understand the situation that he's in, because a lot of us have that gravitational pull to a parent even when they're toxic, and I would want to support my wife through it. At the same time, if I felt like it was that toxic and it was causing issues in my life, I would just talk to him and be as honest as you possibly can about the fact that you will support him through it, but you just simply do not want to deal with her and you don't want to talk to her. And that's really it. I mean, if that's as far as your support can go, as far as being there for him, I don't see anything wrong with that.
How about you, Abby?
Yeah, I think you got to talk to your husband first before you go to your mother-in-law, because if you go straight to her, she's going to see it as you crossing boundaries. She's probably going to see it as disrespectful. So handle it with her, with him first, and then maybe have him talk to her. And if it just gets to the point where there's no rectifying with her behavior, then you just got to draw some boundaries and try and create some distance.
Yeah, I think, Raven, you got to remember here, that she's not going to change. All right. That's the one constant here we can definitely rely on, that she's not going to change. Yeah, right. They have their own up and down relationship. And I think in a case like this, it's perfectly legit for you to say to your husband, mm-hmm. I'll be around. I'll do what I can to support you. We'll hang out at Thanksgiving, Easter, whatever. I'll be nice to her. But you do not have to establish a deep relationship with a woman that's not capable of it with you. You can protect yourself.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different response. You can't control her, but you can control your interaction with her and how you react to her. So have a loving conversation with your husband and be like, I will support you in what you decide to do for your relationship with your mother, but for my own mental health and well-being, I cannot have a relationship with her.
And feel confident about that, Raven.
Yeah.
You got to protect yourself.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I had the same thoughts, but I just want to be sure, because, you know, I get it, but,
You're not a bad wife. You're not a bad spouse for wanting to eliminate somebody toxic from your life, even when it's your husband's own mother.
It's The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.